On a sunny July day on the southeastern corner of Kosciuszko Island, four men are working on replacing the windows of Edna Bay's main school building. This task is just a fraction of what needs to be done. Mike Ash is one of the individuals working on the school. He rattles off the list of other needed improvements.
There's a lot of boardwalks that will be replaced for the safety entrances and exits. There's going to be new heating systems put in, and we're going to do some sheetrocking. There's going to be new carpet installed.
The Edna Bay School is part of the Southeast Island School District, and according to its superintendent, Lauren Birch, all of these repairs are costing somewhere between $50,000 and $80,000, money that the school district doesn't necessarily have right now. Birch says with a student count of 10, the school is set to receive money from the state. The number of students, or lack of, is why the Edna Bay School closed in 2000. Birch explains how the decision was made to reopen the school this fall.
We're at a point where, the school either has to be burned to the ground because you can't afford to maintain it and it's deteriorating rapidly, or we need to put money back into getting it going and try to get the school going again. And the decision was reached upon acquiring a hire that had children. That's the plain and simple of it, because you couldn't do it without additional students.
Both Birch and Ash say the community of Edna Bay rallied to get their school reopened. Jeanette Dodson was part of this effort. Her daughter was enrolled in the school when it closed. She and other students had to begin homeschooling. While Dodson's daughter was able to succeed with the PACE correspondence program based out of Craig, there were still some things missing.
Even though she liked homeschooling, it was pretty devastating to not have the school to go to every day, not have not just the interaction, but, you fix your hair and you wear a pretty blouse because you're going to school, that kind of thing.
Dodson stresses that a school is not just important for the students who attend, but also for the community.
Edna Bay has a one-room store and post office. It has a church, and now it'll have the school back again when it had the school. The school had all sorts of fundraiser functions for the students that were, in essence, social events for the community. They had, potlucks. The students learned to put on dinners, cook the dinner, clean up after the dinner, do all those parts as a learning process for the community, and the community looked forward to coming to all these things. Also, community meetings are held in the school building. It kind of serves a dual purpose because it also ends up being a community center.
Dodson is now raising her grandson, Skyler. While he's too young to enter school this fall, she's hopeful it'll still be open for when he is. Dodson believes the atmosphere of the community will change with the school reopening.
We're very excited about the, dynamics, the dynamics of what will happen once you have active kids and teachers.
At the Sunrise Lodge and General Store, the same building that houses the Edna Bay Post Office, Myla Polstra and her son Taryn hang out behind the register. The Polstras own Edna Bay's only store. 13-year-old Taryn talks about what the school reopening will mean to his family.
Just basically taking the load off my mom so we won't have to be stuck inside all the time and she'll be able to do other things other than work on my schoolwork all day.
Taryn will be entering the 8th grade on August 26, the first day of school. Myla says Edna Bay School closed right before they moved to the community. Like Dodson, she's anxious to see what will happen to the community once the school reopens and homeschooling is no longer required.
It's really difficult for people to juggle homeschooling. Some people just aren't willing or not able to take it on. This is going to allow people with children to come into the community, and that will really enliven the community. The median age of the community right now is 52 years, so we need some kids.
Myla shares what she's looking forward to for Taryn.
I'm looking forward for him to have some of the opportunities that the school can offer him that I can't. Working and running this business, I can't offer him a lot of the different extracurricular activities that the school will be able to offer.
Even though he's never been to public school before, Taryn says he's not nervous. The only thing he's concerned about is the school staying open long enough for him to graduate. Back at the school, work continues to be done. Ash takes care of vehicle maintenance for the Southeast Island School District, and he's from Kaufman Cove. He's a pastor there, as well as the mayor. For now, though, he's pouring all his effort into making sure the Edna Bay School can reopen this fall.
Lord willing, it will be ready in August.
This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Edna Bay.